If the explicit warning didn't tip you off, this should. This podcast contains language that may not be suitable for young audiences. Hello, and welcome to episode number 3 of Positive Mutations, a Devo podcast. I am your host, the Fountain of Filth.
I am Fountain of Filth on the following forums: Boogie Boys Basement, Bud Talk, Live Journal, and Blogspot. On MySpace, I'm Donut Rooter, and on AltFanDevo, I'm Pink Pussycat.
You can email me at fof@luckynerd.com. The show's website is at luckynerd.com/Devo. Today we have what I call the Victim of Filth playlist. It is 10 songs, 5 of which are what I call Fountain of Filth's favorite 5. As I said before, Speed Racer gave me the permission to be a pervert and a nerd, which is kind of cool. And when I got into the hardcore stuff, it just kind of solidified that a little bit more for me.
The songs will be pretty much in chronological order. I did my best. First up, we have Midget.
Total porn background music. It just has that vibe.
Midget is from Hardcore Volume 1, and the subject matter kind of seems Penthouse or Hustler Forum worthy. This song was heard in a small film, Rod's Big Reamer, that was shown at the Long Beach show that I played some tracks from. I don't know if it was played at other shows.
Alright, so here we go. Midget.
Jerry's version. It is a really, really cool version. Why am I not playing it then? Because I think you should reach in your pocket and fork over the 2 bars to buy his new album.
The cool sound in that, and it sounds kind of like a synth, it's actually not a synth. I thought it was a synth by AKS. I asked Jerry via MySpace, and he said it was a guitar hooked up to a Mutron and then sequenced. When he says Mutron, I think it's some cool thing called a Mutron biphase, but I don't know for sure.
I must admit that I missed the Kodak Brownie verse when I hear Jihad Jerry's version. I can see why he didn't want to put that verse in, and I don't blame him, actually. I love the hardcore version because of the Kodak Brownie verse and because of the really cool synth work that Mark did on this. It's another one of those, like, really cool synth, really cool bass combinations, which makes Hardcore 1 just so fucking awesome. Anywho, I've been refused.
Sprouts forming in my shoes, but you ended all romance.
Next up, we have Timing X Sioux Balls from The Crypt, Cleveland, Ohio, 1976 show as found on Devo Live, The Mongoloid Years. I actually prefer the Hardcore One version because of Mark's great mini mug, but I thought I'd play this instead. We have Fountain of Filth's favorite five. Five of the 10 songs are among my favorite Devo songs. I have a lot of favorite Devo songs, trust me. But I'll tell you the ones that immediately came to mind when I decided to plot out the playlists. First up, we have Pink Pussycat. Yes, I know I played this song in episode number one, but this version is from The Men Who Make the Music, and it's a live version. I could put I Need a Chick or Fountain of Filth on this episode because it fits in with my overall theme, but I decided not to until I get other versions of those songs. Mm-hmm. Next, we have the second of Fountain of Filth's favorite five, Strange Pursuit. I'm playing the combo DNA version, which is very, very close to the DD Now version. One of the reasons that I love DD Now so much is everything kind of gelled in a lot of ways. There's a lot of great mini Moog on that album. Really cool mesh of guitar and synth and bass and drumming. It's really cool. There you go, Strange Pursuit. Next, we have Penetration in the Centerfold. Not one of Fountain of Filth's favorite five, but we are continuing in chronological order, which is why I'm putting this next song in the middle of my favorite five. I am playing the version that was played at the Long Beach show, 12/31/79, 1/1/1980. I think Penetration in the Centerfold is a great tribute to Pornomags, and it is also kind of a historical thing because most teenage boys can get porn a lot easier than you could back in the 70s, actually even up to the mid-90s. Getting those porno mags for masturbatory material wasn't always easy. I discovered this track on Devo's Greatest Misses. It was really cool, and it was a pretty explicit Devo song in my eyes back then, but I just thought it was pretty cool. Here you go. Penetration in the Centerfold.
Man, all the guys are talking with an almost song.
have number three of Fountain of Filth's favorite five, Don't You Know, from Freedom of Choice. I love the plug without a socket line on this song. It's a really cool imagery. It is similar in sentiment to Strange Pursuits, which is also why it's on my favorite five. It's a really cool song. Next we have Explosions from Oh No It's Devo. Oh No It's Devo was one of the last Devo albums I bought. Finding studio albums on CD in 1995-1996 was not easy. I dig Oh No It's Devo very much, and I think this is a really cool song. So here it is.
Leave! shots from the big spud gun.
Fourth on Fountain of Filth's favorite five for the third installment of Positive Mutations is Don't Rescue Me from Shout. This song is a lasting memory to the summer I ended a five-year relationship with my high school sweetheart turned college nightmare. Oddly enough, I didn't listen to Devo much in those 5 years. I guess living a devolved life meant I didn't have to listen to any of it. A lot of people thought I was nuts for getting out of a relationship after such a long time, but it was time for me to head out into the fourth dimension. 6 months later, I met my husband, so I think everything worked out for the best. Shout's a really cool album, and somewhere I have me showing off all the albums I got on the trip up to Oregon and back that I took with my parents between 8th grade and 9th grade. That was 1989. And the last song for this evening is also the last of Fountain of Filth's favorite five, When We Do It, from Smooth Noodle Maps. This song, to me, is what sex is supposed to be like. A wondrous experience shared by two mutually consenting spuds. This is a really cool song. This is definitely my favorite song from Smooth Noodle Map. I actually didn't listen to Smooth Noodle Maps until just over 10 years ago, and I'm kind of glad I waited so long because I was ready for it. It's just one of those albums to me that kind of takes a while to sink into your consciousness, and it actually tends to do it at the right time. Diva albums are like that for me. I won't listen to an album for a while, and then all of a sudden I'll get an uncontrollable urge to listen to it, and somehow the sonic mutations presented in that particular album help me through whatever I'm going through. That's one of the reasons I love Devo so fucking much. Anyway, here we go, When We Do It. And with that, we have episode number 3 of Positive Mutations, a Devo podcast. Show website, luckynerd.com/Devo. Special thanks, as always, to my husband for his support in me doing this. Special thanks also to my friend Tim for the various contributions he's done to this podcast in terms of content. Thanks again to Boogie Boys Basement for the Long Beach show. All comments are appreciated, even if you think I suck. At least I know you listen. This is Fountain of Filth signing off, saying, choose your mutations carefully.